The Gemara on Nun Aleph tells us that there's machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai while making Kiddush, which bracha comes first, the Bar Pi Hagafen, the opinion of Beis Hillel, or the Kedushas Hayom. Beis Hillel says first the Bar Pi Hagafen, then Kedushas Hayom, and Beis Shammai says that that Birkas Hayom comes first, and then Birkas Hayayin. And Beis Hillel says that the bracha, the Bar Pi Hagafen, should come first because Todu Sheinu Todu, Todu Kodem. So in this machlaikis, and the halach is, of course, like Beis Hillel, that we make Bar Pi Hagafen first, and then we say the bracha on Kedushas Hayom. So the Beis Hillel tain is Todu Sheinu Todu, Todu Kodem, since Bar Pi Hagafen is a much more common bracha, can be made every day, and it's made not only in the context of Kiddush, but other brachas as well. So Bar Pi Hagafen should be more todu. What does Beis Shammai hold? So the Rav said, Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is this principle of Todu Sheinu Todu is when you have two mitzvahs, and the halacha is that the mitzvah which is more common, which is todu, comes first, has kedima. But here by the Bar Pi Hagafen, Beis Shammai held Bar Pi Hagafen is only a birkas hanenin in order to be matir the shtir from the kos. So you only say by two mitzvahs that todu sheinu todu todu kodem, but the birkas hanenin is a matir. So it would be the equivalent as if somebody had a shaila about doing a mitzvah, and for example to take lulav, or to do shchita. So you wouldn't say, well, shchita is more common because we shecht more often, so therefore shchita should come first, because shchita is not, there's not a chiyuv to shecht. Masha ein kein lulav, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So what does Beis Hillel say in response to that? So Beis Hillel apparently holds that the Bar Pi Hagafen is not just a birkas hanenin to be a matir, but the Bar Pi Hagafen, it becomes an integral part of the Kiddush. So it serves not only as a matir, as a birkas hanenin, but it's part of the Kiddush itself. And therefore, since it merges the Bar Pi Hagafen with the Kedushas Hayom, with the Kiddush on the Yom, so it comes first because it's Petos a mitzvah and it's more todur. And also it comes first because if the Kiddush, the Bar Pi Hagafen, is a birkas, so to speak, a birkas a mitzvah and part of the Kiddush, so it's because it itself is shevach to the Baruch Hashem. We see that from the halach that Kiddush Rabbah, according to the Rabbah, the Kiddush that we make in the day, which is only Bar Pi Hagafen, the Rabbah's opinion is that has a din of Kiddush. So it's only a Bar Pi Hagafen. So that is because that itself is shevach on the Bria. And at night when we say Kiddush, so the more klaliyistik, the more general shevach on the Bria, in general, comes before the Kiddush on the Bchivas, on the Bchivas of Yisrael and the Shevach on Shabbos. And therefore, Reb Chaim was of the opinion that if a person came in right after, you know, to hear Kiddush, and he didn't hear the Bar Pi Hagafen, even though he's not necessarily going to drink from the kos, he wouldn't be Yotze because he's missed an integral part of the Kiddush, namely the Bar Pi Hagafen. That Shaila should depend on this machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Just I want to mention parenthetically what the Rav said in terms of the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether if it's a birkas hanenin and it's a matir, since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you don't say on it that it's you don't say todu sheinu todu. So I once heard from the Rav, he asked, why is it that in shul on Yontif when we read the Megillos, so we'll read the Kriyas the Megillah will precede the Kriyas HaTorah, even though Kriyas HaTorah is Todur more than the Megillah. So the Rav said that the reason was, he gave a wonderful reason, he said because there's an Issa of learning Ksuvim on Shabbos. And so therefore that the Issa of learning Ksuvim is because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So the Rav said that Issa only comes into effect when there's a Kriyas the mechayiv to learn Torah, the special mitzvah on Shabbos and Yontif, and that only takes effect on after the Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah represents Tamei Torah derabim. And the oyser of learning suvim is Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore you have to read the Megillas first. I once spoke to Reb Chaim Kanievsky about this, and he said a different reason. He said that the reason is because since the Megillos are only a minog, and Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv, so therefore you don't say todah sheni todah if one is only a minog and the other is a chiyuv. It has to be equivalent levels of chiyuv. If it's reshus and chiyuv, you don't say it. And there's a shagasari that says that as well. So sort of parallels what Reb Chaim Kanievsky said is related, I think, to what the Rav said in terms of Birkas Hanenin, and which is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, that you don't say the principle of todah sheni todah as relates to it.